So I was on my motorcycle heading home, is going through this intersection, and this car just turns left in front of me. They said they didn't see me, obviously. And I hit him broadside, flew over the car and landed, broke my arm, busted my shoulder. It wasn't good. Luckily, I had my helmet on, but yeah, I was mad. So a buddy told me to call the advocates. But, you know, I've always been skeptical of lawyers, right? But I called them. They were cool. They listened to me, and they were on my side for sure. They took care of everything. They're a good group of people. They helped me get what I deserved. They worked with the insurance companies. They got everything paid for. They fight for you, and they're going to go for the win.
I'm Matt with the Advocates Injury Lawyers. I totally get that bikers are independent, but when someone else causes a crash, you need a team as tough as you. Give us a call.
My family and I were stopped at a stoplight on a highway, and all of a sudden I see a truck coming straight for us, rammed right into the back of us. I felt, I can handle all the calls, I know the story, I know how to talk to the insurance agents. It added up to be too much, and I just wish that I had called the advocates way sooner. They ended up getting a settlement for me that was twice the amount that I thought that I could get on my own.
I'm Matt with the Advocates Injury Lawyers. You shouldn't have to fight the insurance companies. Let the advocates carry that burden for you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a look at the best and worst dad jokes of 2025. If you're new here, my name is Luke, and I'm one third of the podcast that runs on this channel. The podcast normally talks about news in the world of rock, alternative metal, and everything in between. But at the end of every podcast, we tell a dad joke. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're awful. All the time, the chat revolts. Let us know in the comments what your favorite dad joke is. Please respond to anything you want. And I'm sorry in advance to everyone that we made facepalm to the point of having a permanent handprint on their forehead.
Oh, that's
what
right.
What did the bra say to the hat?
What did the bra say to the hat?
Yeah.
I have not even a clue.
Rowan, anything?
Nah, I got nothing.
You go on ahead. I'll give these two a lift.
Oh, goodness. That is actual dad joke. Like, it's not bad enough to warrant a fog hat horn.
Was good enough for me. I feel satisfied. What's made out of leather and sounds like a sneeze?
Leather and sounds like a sneeze. A moo? Like a cow?
How's a moo?
No, like a moo instead of a chew. Hey, you laughed at my response.
A chew, right? A chew, that's it.
A shoe.
You, like, he's like, what's a moo? It was so close. You got used to good to get that one. You know what? No, I got that. That counts.
A moo? What is a moo, Luke?
That's the sound a cow makes, and that's where leather comes from.
Shoe. Bless you. Thank you.
I was on the same wavelength.
Leather shoes aren't even that common anymore.
I know, but it's all I got. Okay, guys. Okay. I got one. Doctor charged me over $20 for getting ketchup in my eyes.
Ew.
Why? Hindsight is 20/20. Give me the boo. Give me the boo.
I don't know what I want to give you on that one. It wasn't the worst. It really wasn't the worst because I had no idea where you're going with it.
It was so bad, but I knew it was like, no one's going to know what direction we're going on this one. Okay, bad.
Here's
so
two sound effects back to back. Ready?
What do you call a fake noodle?
I feel like I could get this if I think about it long enough, but I don't want to waste too much time.
Oh my God. You got to give us some.
An impasta.
An impasta.
Yeah.
Yay.
Good.
That's actually not bad. You know why? Because it takes a second and you can actually have the little. So everyone listening on the podcast scene, Alex has given an Italian impression right there with a hand saying it's impasta.
Like, impasta. Dude, I had the tomatoes last time, so we're just making spaghetti at this point.
Very good. Okay.
Large hole was reported in the fence at the nudist beach.
Okay, let's stop for a second. To our sponsor of the week, thank you again, Heavies, for sponsoring this week's podcast. Thank you so much. Check out Heavies for a discount. $40 off any pair of high-quality headphones. Okay, Alex, back to your nudist colony joke.
Police are looking into it.
Oh.
We gotta double that. That was especially
cringe.
Cringe.
Cringe. Yeah.
If I saw two old cops trying to like fight for a peephole at a nudist colony, I don't even know what I would do.
I would walk into the ocean.
Just go. It's done. It's over. Don't trust stairs.
You fall for them?
They're always up to something.
For everyone listening on the podcast feed, Rowan just got up and left. Literally stood up out of his chair and walked away.
Hey.
I'll be honest, if you got that much of a reaction...
Yay, I win.
You cannot say you lost. You actually caused one third of our podcast to just quit from the joke. So you know what? Yeah, someone just said rage quit.
I'll take it. Hell yeah.
Some of the comments already. Not even the tomatoes. Wow. These are actually, for such a tame Laffy Taffy joke, the comments are out of this world overreactions. someone else just said, forget the tomatoes, I'm throwing bricks. Mercy. You guys all need to take a breath. The joke was not that monumental.
Matt Tim, Rowan heading for the stairs, guessing he is up to something.
Oh goodness. Are there going to be people?
That was just a bit. Don't worry.
I figured as much, but there's going to be two reactions as we wrap things up. One, everyone in the chat room is either going to go to bed so angry they're shaking, or they'll be giggling under the covers, laughing about this joke, not able to sleep because they just think it's so funny about the stairs. What a tee stairs,
Most people think that T-Rexes can't clap because they have short arms, right?
Right.
Well, no, it's really because they're extinct.
I'm going to get the pillow again. To the one guy in chat who said, make a drinking game out of me with a pillow, bottoms up.
That's like the most literal answer to every joke. Why did the chicken cross the road? Because it has legs and it wanted to cross the road.
Because it had to get to the other side, Luke.
It's just such a non-answer. I'm just trying to think it's like some stupid dad jokes and like trying to give a literal answer to. I don't even know. Or what was the one that broke everyone last week? Why can't you trust stairs? Because sometimes they're slippery and uneven.
Yeah.
And it's like, no.
I don't trust stairs because they're always up to something.
Why would you tell it again? Now chat's going to lose their mind again and they're already throwing tomatoes.
Oh, I broke chat again. I'm so sorry. That's like that is the trigger for some reason.
The squirrel and the flannel. I'm usually an Alex defender. I don't know if I can tonight.
Ooh, the squirrel and flannel even going back now.
Oh, let's be honest. I can throw tomatoes at myself. You got to learn to. All right, you guys. So what's the difference between a hippo and a Zippo?
The H and the Z?
Okay. I give you that one from my T-Rex joke, but no.
Last week, you kind of destroyed what a joke could be. So yeah, I have to go with a literal now. I have no other answer for that. Rowan, was you got
that,
anything?
That's not right. I don't, but that wasn't right. What Luke said?
No. Okay. So the hippo is heavy while the Zippo is lighter.
So lame.
I at least give that one over last week's, so that is a step up.
Better than
you tried to make it.
Alex, you were gone for a week. You should have had plenty of time. How are you going to get us this week with your joke to close out the podcast?
Don't need the pressure because I was sick. I had to work on healing. Okay.
Work on healing.
Take it easy.
What kind of weird Hallmark movie did you just write with that last sentence?
Dude, you gave me a tail when we started this podcast, so I don't want to hear it from you.
Oh, yeah, I gave you a tail, but that's still way better than some of those Hallmark movies. I actually had a plot and a device and how it happened.
Okay, well, I don't have a tail, but okay. Did you guys hear about the scarecrow who won the award?
The scarecrow that won the award. I got nothing. Rowan?
Me neither. No.
Go for it.
He was outstanding in his field.
I get it. I did not see it coming. I cannot anticipate it. Rowan, you got a smile out of it. Everyone in chat.
You got me. You got me. All right. Works. I'm not going to storm off again. They have grapes this time, not tomatoes, not bananas.
No, I'm prepared. I need the fruit. I need some more vitamins. Okay. My boss asked me why I get sick only on work days. And I said, I have a weakened immune system.
Weekend immune system. I get it.
I have a weakened immune system.
I get it. I totally get it. For everyone listening on the podcast, Alex has a big smile on her face. Rowan has completely lost control of his facial muscles, and he's just standing there.
When I see you two's faces drop, I know that I've won.
Is this a win? I don't know if this is a win.
Who won? Who won this?
Who won? Okay, it's a win, sure. I mean, I'm not sure who won.
When is water not allowed at the pool?
Not allowed at the pool. I have nothing. Hello? Rowan?
When it's yellow, I don't know.
When it's running.
What?
When it's running.
Because you can't run at the pool because of the lifeguards. Get it? Because running at the pool isn't allowed. Get it?
No running allowed.
Yes, it does. It does. That's actually a. to be fair, that's not allowed anywhere in any public place, by the way. No. When the water's yellow, that's not allowed no matter what. Your joke of the week.
All right. What do a tick and the Eiffel Tower have in common?
It's got to be something like blood or sucking or it's got to be on there. I know. I don't know if I've been able to think it. Rowan, you got anything?
My brain is like, has right. Like 100 different thoughts at the
Rowan,
same time.
Rowan and I are like, there has to be a connection. A tick in the eye.
So close. Okay, you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
They're both Paris sites.
My emergency whiskey is in another room. Damn it. All right.
Parasites.
No, I got it. I got the joke. That's not the question.
Why did the cowboy adopt a dachshund?
A dachshund. I feel like this is what I feel like I could get. If I thought
it
about
feels
it.
Like everyone is something I can get, but then like yeah. You give me a punchline that it wasn't. Yeah.
A cowboy and a duck. So I'm not going to be able to get it in time.
Me neither.
Okay.
All right. He wanted to get along little doggy.
Okay. It got a chuckle out of me. It did get a chuckle out of me. Goodness. The joke made sense. Nobody died. And it didn't talk about anything awful. And it, you know what? Fine. What is your joke of the week?
Okay. How do you get a farm girl to marry you?
Oh, man. I feel like there's like 100 answers you could give for something like this. It's like 5 cows.
There's always like that one moment where it's like, I should know this.
Yeah. Promise to take care of her sister also, you know, just
what
far. Well, if I you're mean, marrying me, what about my sister? That type of attitude. Ah, boo. How do you marry a farm girl? I got nothing.
First,
Rowan.
Okay.
I'm drawing a blank.
All right. Okay. So how do you get a farm girl to marry you? First, a tractor.
Okay. Nope. Rowan Mine. Laughed. Rowan did laugh.
Yeah.
That was a laugh.
You got me.
Yes. I win.
Yeah. You judge way too fast. You didn't let it sink in.
Yep. The John Deere tractor. John Deere. A tractor. You know what? I see tomatoes. I see bananas, but it doesn't matter because Alex definitely got that one. So very nice. Oh, someone just put tractor emotes in the chat, by the way.
I didn't know.
They had one of those. Tractors at you?
Who's in there throwing the tractors?
It's the Hulk.
I didn't like that joke, Crash.
It's just romantic.
No, Bruce Banner is in the audience. He hears the joke. He turns into the Hulk.
Someone else said they laughed at that one also. So you know what? It wasn't just Rowan. Alex, do you have a joke for a week of us? Because 2 weeks ago you got me to laugh. Last week you got Rowan to laugh. You're on a roll.
I hate it when you set me up. What if it sucks?
What if it sucked the last 2 weeks? So yeah.
But it didn't.
maybe it won't this week. What is the joke of the week?
Decide your mood for the rest of the night, by the way, before you get to the show.
Oh, she's gonna be crying during Evanescence for different reasons.
I feel it in my soul, Amy.
My Immortal's she's written about too, this. This is what my Immortal was written about.
Yep. She all can't my okay. All right. You guys ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. I had a great conversation with a dolphin the other day.
A dolphin?
He clapped?
Yeah.
No? Oh, I thought that was going to be a good one. I have nothing. Rowan?
No.
We just clicked.
Because it makes the clicking noise.
That's the sound dolphins make.
Well, I did not laugh. Rowan's gone.
If you, then I win. And Rowan left, so I win.
What do you have for us this week?
Okay, so my nephew prefers escalators. My niece prefers elevators.
Okay.
With me?
Yes.
They were raised differently.
Got it. I get it. I do get it. It makes sense. That does matter. I personally did not have a chuckle.
No.
Rowan. That was. This is the, yeah. No. It was a bad one. It was not even a good bad one.
Hell no.
Unfortunately would have to say.
I know.
Alex, joke of the week. What do you have for us? And can you get Rowan or I to laugh?
I don't know. After last week, I think it's only...
Last week was a shot down.
Improvement.
Last week was a step down, but let's see if you can rebound off this one.
I made one Gen Z-er laugh, and I'm proud of that. That's a hard feat.
I guess. So
I'm proud of that.
Way to go.
It wasn't Rowan, but whatever.
Way to go.
Okay. When does a doctor get mad?
I don't have like a funny answer besides working in healthcare for 9 years. So I don't have anything. Rowan?
That's not funny. No.
I know it's not. Nothing, Rowan. All right. We don't have answers. What is it?
When he runs out of patience.
You got the laugh right out of Rowan and the face fall. That was an instant laugh too. Yep. Yeah.
Good one.
It's so bad. That's why I'm laughing.
That is literal.
I'm not saying it doesn't count, but still.
That is something a dad texts to his adult daughter while at the doctor's office and is proud of themselves. Alex, you got a joke. You got a laugh last week. What's going to happen this week? What is your joke of the week?
What did the grape say when it got stepped on?
What did the grape say when it got stepped on?
I got nothing.
Did it have something like wine, like making wine?
He whined.
Nothing. It just let out a little whine.
Yeah, we got the punchline.
We kind of got there.
You guys kind of got it. You guys kind of, it took you a second though.
We had to think it out. Like we had to like talk it out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, nothing. It just let out a little.
I didn't laugh, but actually that was at least clever.
Yeah, that was all right.
It wasn't bad. Let's see how the chat reacts as they're, oh no, I know this one. I know this one.
I got another one. I need to do another one.
That's up to you.
No.
You can get a redo because we did get that one. So
we got one already.
Okay, get that one. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, here they come.
Ooh, okay, fine. Let's do another one. Okay.
All right.
Not all construction work is equally enjoyable. Right?
Okay.
For example, enlarging a drilled hole is boring, but fastening pieces of metal together is riveting.
That was worse.
I get it.
Put them together.
Dang it, I laughed. Dang it.
Did you laugh?
Yes, I laughed. Dang it. It was so dumb. Alex, you got me to laugh last week. What is the joke for this week?
Right, all right. So, someone tried to sell me a coffin today.
Okay.
Said, that's the last thing I need.
Okay.
Rowan laughed.
Yep. It's actually not bad. It's not bad.
Hey, I got Rowan to laugh and he didn't leave.
No, he didn't leave. Yeah. That's two laughs in a row. You're back on your winning streak.
Why'd you throw tomatoes at yourself, by the way?
I was getting ready. It's preemptive. It's when life throws you tomatoes, make spaghetti. This is like,
you just
and it's just making just a mess. Just dripping all over her. Yeah.
Well, if I throw the tomatoes first, it doesn't hurt as bad when I get more thrown at me.
Someone else said they chuckled. Someone's throwing coffins at you.
Someone's throwing cake. Snakes. Is that a good thing?
Goodness, where are you?
Yes.
I guess.
Darn.
All right, Alex. All right. What is your joke for the week?
Most bald people still own a comb.
Okay.
They just can't part with it.
I get it.
I see your faces.
Rowan's leaving. So in fairness, if he left, that's a good sign. We don't know if he left it. He just screamed into his pillow. I could have been laughing as well, though. He might have just laughed into his pillow. Huh.
I think I broke Rowan again. I think that means I win.
We think, Rowan, were you laughing into your pillow? Because that's what it looked like.
Did it sound like a laugh?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. Someone said I don't get it.
Oh, no. I don't know.
Alex, last week you had a bit of a flatliner joke. We weren't really sure what to make of it. What do we have this week to close out for your joke of the week?
They're dad jokes. They're not all going to be zingers. We know this.
Okay. Fair.
Okay. Never thought orthopedic shoes would really work for me. I stand corrected.
Yeah. It did get me. Yes. It was dumb, but it was a wholesomeness to it. It's like, okay, I can't be mad at that one.
By the way, chat, I saw, it showed up on my Instagram feed. Alex made a post where it was a dad joke. And I'm like, damn it, they're now on my feed. They're spreading.
Reminder, if you're on Blue Sky, if you're on Blue Sky, we're all three of us are on Blue Sky. You can add us with dad jokes all you want.
I keep them coming, so.
Oh, we got shoes and socks now in the chat.
I needed some new shoes. I was hoping people would throw shoes at me.
Someone threw a strawberry, a bumblebee, a crab, and a skull. Someone threw a potato. Yeah.
Potato.
Okay. Get your carbs in. All right.
You're getting some compliments on this one, by the way.
If you go, ugh, then I'm happy. That means I did my job. Yeah. I don't require laughs, but I got you guys ready.
Yes.
Okay. Reactions and laughs are different. When I scream into a pillow and leave the room, that's like, you didn't get me.
I will take the reactions. I love them.
If you leave the room, we don't know if you're laughing. So that could technically count.
My mic is still on. You can tell if I'm muted or not. So you can just hear.
You could quietly laugh.
Cringy, eye rolls. I'll take it all.
Okay.
All right. So I had a dream the ocean was filled with orange soda. It was a fantasy.
Okay.
God. Oh, who laughed at that one, huh? Who laughed at that one?
So I'm gonna have a picture of a sad dog on my desktop or something like that. I'm just gonna stare right into it.
That was two in a row for Alex. She's back on the successful track with the
fantasy. She's getting better.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
She spends an hour every Wednesday before going over her material.
Yeah, just an hour.
Yeah, she practices in front of the mirror or something. Yes,
to her pets. And if her pets react, she knows it's good. Oh, someone else got other people in chat. Several of them saying I got him. You know what? All right, Alex. Last week you got Rowan to laugh. 2 weeks ago you got me to laugh. Is this going to be third time's a charm or three strikes and you're out? Which one's it going to be?
Ooh, I don't know.
Yeah, let's see what you got this week.
I don't like those odds. All right.
50-50?
How did the hipster... What?
50-50. No. Either we laugh or we don't.
No. It's the 2 out of 3 at this point. So I'm like, you know,
again,
trying to get all three.
What's the call when I scream and rage quit?
That does count as a...
I win.
You can count. It's a tie goes to the runner situation. So yes, I would agree. Alex wins.
So it's I win. This game is called I win. Okay, guys.
Okay, great. I got to be like stone faced. Let me just bring up this picture of like a sad dog.
Pull up the Jericho picture and be sad before you look at it.
Listen to it.
Cheating. You cannot watch that something is sad. That is cheating. Play.
That is. You got to be in the moment.
Of Mice and Men ending. All right.
Oh, all right. Alex, what do you got?
All right. How did the hipster burn his tongue?
How did the hipster burn his tongue?
On his soy latte.
He drank his coffee before it was cool.
See, Rowan was onto something because he was coming there with the joke a little bit with the latte.
It was close. He was kind of close. And then his...
Yes, for everyone
angry
listening.
Dad?
Everyone listening, that was definitely an angry dad disapproval look.
The angry dad, I am disappointed in you face that Rowan just made. Mm. Makes me think I won.
The disappointed like dad. The that's why you win?
Yes. No.
Yeah. Yeah. I got some tomatoes. That means I win. The game's called I Win.
Rain tomatoes on this woman.
Dad jokes. You know, the best dad jokes cause major cringe.
I was going to say, if it's a hard enough cringe, that does kind of count. If it's a hard enough cringe, you got to like really get the shivers with it though. So
if you roll your eyes, if you cringe, or if you're like, ugh, it was a good dad joke. If you laugh
through
it
your
was
nose,
a good dad joke.
If you blink.
If you breathe, yeah, exactly. It's a good dad.
Oh, yeah, you breathe your nostrils. Oh, yeah, it was a good dad joke.
That's a laugh. That's a laugh.
Yeah, that counts. That counts. If you move an inch, yeah, that counts. Okay.
All righty. Alex, all right. You're up.
All right. Over 200 years ago, two brothers announced they could fly. Turns out they were right.
I get it. That looks like a smile and a grin from Rowan too. That's a laugh right there, pal. That's a laugh.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know if I'm just getting older, but I will laugh in just because of how stupid a joke is.
The
now.
Setup was so serious, and then when I heard rights, I'm like, oh,
yeah, man. Yeah.
200 years ago,
my kind of joke. Shock! Don't defend this.
let your friend enjoy these jokes, okay?
Well, you got the math wrong. 200 years ago? I don't know. We might have to disqualify that for getting the math wrong on the joke. I don't know.
Oh, dear God. It's not historically accurate.
All right. Yeah, Alex, you got back on a winning streak with your getting us to laugh with the dad jokes. What do you got this week?
All right. You ready? Okay. A man walks into a zoo. The only animal in there is a dog.
Okay.
It's a shih tzu.
Okay, that's actually good.
Okay.
You got both. That's not even a cringe laugh. That's actually genuinely good. Yeah.
It took us both of us a second for it to kick, but then it was like, okay, that is good. All right.
Yeah. So it was like,
yeah, exactly. Like the light switch took a second.
That's a genuinely good dad joke.
Yes. You earned the applause on that one. Very well done.
No tomatoes this time, Jack.
No, you don't get that. They were throwing refrigerators and stuff last week. You don't get that this week. No. Pressure's on. What do you have this week?
Yep.
I will say it cannot be worse than Ellie's dad joke.
Yeah, well,
hey, Ellie, give me kudos. I'll take them.
It was horrible, Ellie.
All right, you guys ready?
Yes.
Okay. It's a 5-minute walk from my house to the pub. And it's a 35-minute walk from the pub to my house. The difference is staggering. Come on. Good one.
Wait a minute, Rowan. Did you laugh?
I laughed at the sound effect.
No, it was at me. we were in Birmingham this morning. We're going to walk to the pub and then take a really long time back.
35 minutes of staggering? 35.
Dude, it's a bopping pub.
How drunk are you?
That's drunk. Were you like rolling around for a while? Just like rolling on the concrete?
You are like army crawling back home.
No. See, all the streets look the same and you get lost. You get turned around. It's a wild ride.
Well, the first 10 minutes I was walking in the wrong direction. So then I had to double back and that's another 10 minutes.
It happens.
Yeah. Okay. Dear laughs out now, buddy.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, so my friend's daughter can't decide whether she wants to be a hairdresser or a short story writer. I guess she'll have to flip a coin. Heads or tails?
I get it, but it's such a stretch.
I know. It's been a weird week. So this
that's
is
a weak one.
I'm going to be honest. It took me a second to really get the punchline like in. Yes. It's a thinker.
I like
it
a little bit of a head scratcher, sure, but yeah. This one just... I was like, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to bring this one out. And I did. I was brave.
Last week was no good for your dad joke. Yeah. What do you got this week?
You win some, you lose some.
Okay.
What do you call a woman who burns all her credit card bills?
I don't know. Rowan? No idea. Okay. What do you get? What is it?
Bernadette. Come on.
You're laughing. You're laughing.
It was on me. It was on me. I was like smiling, like trying to like, don't do it. Yeah.
Both of you. It's like
yeah, we I was
no, fighting, no, no, no. I laugh because you yeah, laugh.
I was fighting the smile. This one was more on me. This one was more of me.
Uh-huh. I'll know this. It's been a very weird week across the board. I think something's happened with, you know, Freddie Mercury's in the microwave or something. But so someone broke into
my house. Can you please repeat what you just said before you got to the joke?
No, because it's going to ruin the punchline.
Is that part of the joke? Is that the setup?
No, but if that got you, then we can just leave it right there. Because yes,
no, I said no, Freddie Mercury
is
count.
In the microwave.
No? Let's hear it.
That made me dizzy
Mercury's
a little.
In retrograde.
Yeah, no, I got what you were referring to. Woof. Okay.
You stopped me, so it obviously made an impact.
Of course I stopped you. Look at what you just said. Of course I did.
Mercury's in retrograde. Yeah, it's the same thing. Freddie Mercury's in the microwave.
Oh, yeah, same thing. Someone's to be an English teacher.
What the kids say? That's what the kids say these days, right?
What kids are you hanging around?
None. I am a grown-ass woman.
Yeah, because that's the right answer. You hear that, YouTube?
We're good.
Yes.
Okay, so anyway, Mercury's in the microwave. It's weird. Mm-hmm. Stuff is all over the place, even this podcast as we know. So Someone broke into my house last night.
Oh.
And stole all of my antidepressants.
Oh.
I hope they're happy.
Rowan got a good solid laugh out of that.
Yeah, you got me. That's a good one. Yeah, okay.
It was innocent. Also, for everyone listening on the podcast, Alex did the sad face while she said it too, to really sell in the joke. So you got the visual.
I hope they're happy.
Fine. Alex, last week you got a laugh. The week before, you got a laugh. Two in a row. Will you get the hat trick tonight?
Ooh, I don't know.
Mm.
Okay. Okay, I got one.
Okay.
So a sweater I bought was picking up static electricity. So I returned it to the store. They gave me another one free of charge.
That's a hard laugh. Honestly, it was decent. It was. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It had good delivery too. Like you actually told it in story fashion. So you know what? Well done. Yes.
Whoever's the one sycophant fan we have who is doing a tally of this, you can add one to Alex's.
Yeah. Finally, Alex is on the streak of a lifetime with three jokes in a row that got us to laugh. Can we get to number four, chat? Is it possible?
Remember, life is all about balance. So today was awesome chat-wise. So perhaps my joke will not, I don't know.
Goodness, what kind of setup?
In case. I always get so nervous when we have like streaks of awesome. I'm like, today's going to be the day.
It'll be good.
Okay. Well, I ordered duck at dinner last night.
Okay.
The bill was huge.
Dang it.
That killed all joy I had during this episode.
It got me. Somehow it got me. Dad joke of the week. Here we go, everybody.
Why do seagulls fly over the sea?
I already know what the punchline is going to be.
I feel like I could figure it out, but I don't know.
If they flew over the bay, they would be bagels.
Bagels. I have heard that. Yes.
Yep. Yeah. It was in the Penguin TV show. That's how I remember.
There was a Penguin TV show?
On like HBO Penguin, Max, you know. Like from the Batman. It's Colin Firth.
Colin Farrell.
Like, are you watching like National Geographic? What are you, what? What are you,
yes,
talking about?
Yes, and the penguins tell jokes. And the penguins tell jokes. It's horrible.
But, like, no, what's the telling dad jokes? What?
Oh, no.
I'd watch that.
What's the name of the guy? Werner Herzog. His name, right? Werner Herzog is just like, why do seagulls fly over the sea?
I'm imagining March of the Penguins and Morgan Freeman. And
it's not a
bagel.
It's 90 minutes, but it's just dad jokes over the footage of Happy Feet. That's it.
But Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, but Morgan Freeman doing it too. Yes, but still, just the dad jokes. I don't know. I'd watch that.
All right. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So I landed a job making toy Draculas. There are only two of us on the line, though. So I have to make every second count.
I barely get it. I get it, but it's such a weak, like...
I'm not really laughing at the joke. I'm laughing at the reaction. So I don't know if that counts. Chat, what do you think? Alex, explain the joke if you would like.
Okay, I can't. So, I mean, I don't know how to explain
fire away.
It. I have to make every
second count. Yeah. Every other count, Dracula.
Exactly.
Yeah, I got it. It's just so...
It was a delay. Let's be honest. There was a hard delay, and it wasn't on Discord or the internet this time.
You know, it was not on the internet. My internet's cooking just fine. When you have to think about it a little bit, it makes me extra appreciative of...
of my brilliance and creativity. We're going to end with a ha-ha. What dad joke do you have for us this week?
It's officially spooky season, so, you know, favorite month. Everything's going to be a little spooky from here on out. So, as we're preparing for our Halloween parties, why should you always invite a ghost to your Halloween party?
Because then you'll have no body to go with.
No, because they bring all the booze.
It got both of us to smile. It did. Yeah. It did. Yeah. I was not expecting that either. You know what? You subverted our expectations on that. Cause I was thinking like boo as something else too. It's like, you know what? That was clever.
Yeah.
Rowan begrudgingly approved of that one. You could tell he didn't want to, but you know he did, because we all need a good chuckle right now.
Well, I actually have a new business endeavor.
Oh, okay.
So I need you guys to kind of hear me out on this one, okay? I recently opened a shop selling trampolines disguised as prayer mats. Profits are going through the roof.
Okay.
We're both, good. Yeah. I think it got both of us at the same time. That actually, not bad, because it's good imagery as well.
It's the perfect amount of stupidity.
Yes, right. It is. I also like a Pope-dressed character. Whee! Like off the little kneeler. Yeah. That's good. See, that's wholesome. That's fine. Gretchen, would you stop doing that in the chat, by the way? We're talking about dad jokes and you're trying to raunch it up. Goodness.
Come on. Dad jokes are
wholesome.
Yeah.
We're talking about religious people bouncing on trampolines, and then you come in with that. So
how come Laffy Taffy hasn't reached out for a sponsorship yet?
Right? I'm gonna have to reach out to these guys and say, please stop sending me the yellow ones and we can talk.
Alex, you have one person hoping for the pun of the week is good. What do you have for us to close out October 22nd?
All right. Scientists got bored sitting around waiting for the Earth to orbit the sun. So they called it a day.
Yes.
Yes.
That counts as one of your super literal, why can't dinosaurs clap their hands? because they're extinct jokes. Yes.
Oh, come on. That's not bad.
I think my joke was funnier.
There's another one that was actually 100% perfectly literal. This one was a little bit more fun. I like this one.
Yes, it was a day. They called it a day.
They called it a day.
Yes. No, I got the joke. I don't even think I had to explain it. So, someone typed out in the chat. Yeah.
Come on.
Neurotically, he wouldn't have bothered to carve out "ah." He would just say it.
Neurotic place, who wanted the good pun, gave a sunshine for the day.
Sunshine. I'll take a sunshine.
Was this a spot of sunshine in everyone's day? That just tomatoes and pickles?
I'm ready for it.
Okay.
I'm so sorry to disappoint you. That is definitely not my joke. Okay. But so I was doing laundry earlier and I tripped and I dropped my laundry basket full of my freshly folded clothes. Oh. And my roommate watched it all unfold.
Not bad. I'm with Rowan on this too. I got the smile instantly. It was good. It was good delivery.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Again, you made it sound like it really happened.
I was
thinking
like it was going to be, it was like Halloween themed. I was kind of like thinking that.
I know. I was going to go that route, like, but I'm like, nah, this is better. Like,
why did the ghost not go to prom? Because he had no body to go with.
Oh, that joke's like from our grandparents' age, by the way. But yes, that is appropriate.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Do you have any joke that you can try to get us? Because last week you got both of us.
All right, hang on a sec. There we go. I'm ready.
The prep, yes.
Yeah. Here, let me just bring up a picture of sad puppies. Okay, there we go. That's up.
Wow, no. I do not encourage this type of behavior.
That means if you laugh at the joke, that makes you look like a psycho because you laugh with a picture of dead or sad puppies in front of you.
Come on, we got to go into this neutral.
Yeah, neutral is a good term, like a good way to look at it. Okay. Ready.
All right. So, ready? Okay, ready. A screwdriver is sitting at the bar. A guy looks over at him and says, "You know, there's a drink named after you." Screwdriver looks over and says, "There's a drink called Steve."
You laughed at that dumb joke? Oh, goodness. First of all, yes, the joke succeeds. Second of all, Rowan! Goodness!
Okay, you cannot give me crap for this. You and I have had this like situation, but it's me who holds out, and you're the one who laughs, and I have given you crap for that, but then you brush that off entirely. Do not high road me here.
Steve? Oh, someone took the high road, and it wasn't either of us. It's Alex getting you with Steve. The punchline was Steve. That's what gotcha.
I mean, like, chat, someone, one of you is probably a psychopath who shaves all this stuff.
I gotta
find one word. It was a stupid punchline and he laughed and I did it. It's out there. I know it is.
Someone said goal, 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 throwing pumpkins, yep. Ha, throwing tomatoes.
Someone has like the buffering circle.
Yeah, I see that too. Like they're thinking about it. This one you have to think about? This is the one that you need an explanation? No. I did not. So I did not like that. Raffle, WTF, rolling on the floor. Someone named a drink after me. Oh, and that's from Steve Nader. Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
What do we have this week?
Honestly, I didn't really prep one, but I have to warn you guys, okay?
Okay.
If either of you get an email from me about canned meat, don't open it.
It's spam.
Spam.
Rowan got a smile.
You weren't supposed to say it.
Rowan got a smile.
To know it.
I knew that one. What was I supposed to do? Yeah. Oh, Rowan got a smile. I think he's fighting. Rowan's fighting it too.
I'm not fighting to laugh.
What was I supposed to go? I don't know, Alex. What is it called for can't meet in
We're
an email?
We're testing your acting chops.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I don't know, Alex. What?
You already did that.
I got a train to catch and I'm hungry.
It was already a year ago when you did the French cheese factory explosion and I had to do it for that. And you remember that? But that was me actually reacting. No, Alex, I didn't hear about the French cheese factory explosion. So. up.
I love that one. That one was so good.
Uh-huh. It did. It got the actual perfect shot.
Someone's
laugh.
Throwing raw steak at you.
Dude, don't that's expensive. That is expensive. What are you throwing out there? The price of beef is crazy. All right, Alex. All right.
God.
This is Alex's.
So because,
good.
Because of where we are in the U.S., we've obviously got Thanksgiving tomorrow. Turkey's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to be addicted to Thanksgiving leftovers, but I finally quit cold turkey.
Got a smile
like
out of me.
Throwing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a grin out of me. Yeah. Okay.
It made
that's
sense.
Like a, that's like worth, that's worthy of like, that's not a full clap. That's like a golf clap. Hang on.
A golf clap.
There we go. Yeah.
So. I think that was a nice little peaceful joke after our angry AI discussion. I think that's very fair. Oh, someone got a big lol. Nope. Smiley face. XDDD. Dang it.
I think they're throwing turkeys now.
Someone's throwing actual turkeys at you. Someone's throwing saxophones at you.
Actually, wait. Do you guys actually want to hear a funny turkey story?
Go for it.
Oh, no.
Go for it.
Turns out my dad told me this 3 days ago, but this is like when I was like a really little kid. He was running along the riverside one day, and on the road was a turkey, like a big turkey according to him, and he was just trying to like shoo it away, and it wasn't like looking at him, it was like looking off into the horizon. So he picked up a rock, threw it at the turkey to hopefully scare it away. The turkey looks down at the rock, looks up at my dad, and then pivots its whole body towards my dad, and my dad was like, okay, I'm not gonna mess with this turkey, and he just runs in the direction. So a turkey just sized up my dad and scared him off.
And that's how your dad learned that you cannot win a fight with a turkey.
Yeah. You shouldn't go picking fights with turkeys in the first place.
All right. So why do dads take an extra pair of socks when they go golfing?
I feel like I could figure this out.
Don't think about it too hard.
My dad golfs a lot. I'm trying to.
You guys want the answer? Okay. Ready?
Yeah. You go ahead. Yeah.
In case they get a hole in one.
Yeah, it does make sense. It does make sense.
It makes sense. Still not laughing.
I am smiling.
Oh, come on.
No, I did smile.
Oh.
It's a joke. It's a dad joke.
Man. Come on.
It's very close.
Yeah, we'll give it like a... 2 out of 5.
I'll give it like a C.
Let's see what the chat says. I'm curious to see what the Steves say about the golf joke. That is like a true golf joke.
Quiet right now.
That it's catching
up. Golf clap.
Yeah. Oh, that was better. That was a better one. See, there you go.
Dad's swear the joke. Are you throwing trees? Like
Christmas trees? Someone's throwing. Oh, two people are throwing socks at you. Someone is legitimately having conniptions laughing so hard in the chat. Someone said to keep the sweat off because they're in Florida. What?
I mean, we're thinking like there's real other, practical applications.
There's other golf courses in the country, I promise, that aren't as stanky. Ugh. Wow. What a year of comedy. Please hit the like button and subscribe so you get updated on the podcast that rocks. We go live every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Hope to see you there in the live chat with all the Steves. Until then, let us know what your favorite dad joke is. One of us in the podcast will react to every dad joke you leave in the comments. Please don't make them terrible.